accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 464818 through 464829, checks numbers 464831 through 464855, warrants 7775 through 7779. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 464830.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, September 7th, 2021 and September 9th, 2021.
I move to approve the minutes from September 7th, 2021 and September 9th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm giving you a monthly budget report, GCR, at the end of August is at $4,989,210.04. That's with, of that month, having $1,365,382.78 of revenue and $895,734.73 of expenditures. The road and bridge with the CART fund included is at $14,220,709.39. Law enforcement tax or law enforcement fund tax fund is at $2,756,617.28, and the sewer fund is at $7,347,046.41. And those are the main funds that collect the sales tax. So, any questions from the commission? Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. University of Missouri Extension update.
Williams with the University of Missouri Extension. I'm the 4-H specialist, and as you can see, we've got several of our specialist reports here. I think if you haven't heard yet, this is my last commission meeting here. So I've accepted a position where I'll be the 4-H specialist in Greene County only. So so instead of running around through three counties, I'll have one county. But we are going to open that position, and we hope it'll be open really soon. I keep on checking the MU Extension jobs to see how well it will or how fast it'll be open. I will still cover all the 4-H programming here until the new person comes in, and then the engagement specialist, which I've done as well, will be covered by the Christian County CES, Pam Dutzman. But this is just a rundown of a little bit of the things that we've done in my reports. I know it just this past month I've been at Hollister Tiger Time, and I've also been, at Veritas homeschool groups. And we have everything set up for Veritas to teach drones and photography, food, culture, and reading, and junk drawer science. This Wednesday I'll be over at Hollister Tiger Time, and we'll be doing rockets. So that'll be really great and set up for the next person coming in. If you look at our regional business consultant, Cody Cox has just been, I'm glad he has all that energy, because one of the things he's done is he's helped out with child care facilities trying to get some of this governmental grant. And you can see there's 128 sessions with 93 unique clients. There was one day I think he said that he was helping someone out three times every hour trying to get them money for the child care grants. If you look at our health specialist, our human development specialist, she does a lot of programs. The very first part of her report, she talks about Missouri has the 11th highest suicide rate in the nation. I really wasn't aware of that. She teaches a lot of the mental health first aid programs. I have taken that program. Even in Farm Bureau, we had the Farm Bureau annual meeting this past Saturday. Even one of the College of the Ozark students brought up the suicide rate amongst agricultural producers. And I know that's something that Farm Bureau is very interested in helping out the community too. Tim Schnockenberg has our agronomy report. Lots of things going on. We've had native grass research over here. But I think the biggest one is that we're going to start up another Master Gardener training at the Branson Church of Christ in October. I think October 7th is their first session, and there'll be 10 sessions that go through. And then finally, Jenny Navat's report. She's our health and nutrition specialist, and this is her rundown of the Living Healthy with Diabetes at Faith Community Health in Branson. So take a look at that, some really good thoughts that people put down about the program. So I was trying to go through really quick. It seems like you have a lot of business, but thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And noted on the suicide, Taney County lost a teenager just this last week to suicide.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I think that's something important that the commissioners, anytime you see that there's a need for programming or our support, please let our specialists know, and we'll definitely come in and help with that. But also, thanks for all your support for 4-H all these years. So thank you again.
Thank you. Thank
Green
you.
County's game.
Fast Case License Agreement number 21-105, Sheriff. I received a letter dated September 10th, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as the form. I guess this agreement is to provide inmates of the Taney County Sheriff's Department with access to a database for primary law.
So they can study to be lawyers?
That's right. Are you guys just aware of the agreement for the confidential information and how it has to be handled?
What's that?
There's an agreement regarding confidential information.
Oh, yes.
It has to be followed during the term of the agreement plus 3 years after.
Let's read that.
I read through that.
Okay, just make sure you guys are aware of that.
Basically, this agreement here is just for, we already signed the update on the in-cartel. Fast Case has got to get our permission to be able to come into our facility. Right. In-cartel's paying for 100% of it.
I just want to make sure that you know
we do have to meet certain requirements.
Right. Yeah, right. What Sheriff just said. So make sure that we're following those, because there's some indemnification agreements and stuff as well. So. You guys have any other questions?
I don't.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Fast Case .com Incorporated.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You all have a good day.
You too. Summer One Equipment Order, number 21-103. I received a letter dated September 9, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the order as to form. This is to obtain a folder insert for the Office of the Taney County Collector. Total purchase price is $8,605, which includes installation and delivery.
I'm assuming we're probably piggybacking on with someone else.
This is through Sumner One. This actually came in lower than state contract.
Oh, we've already bid then?
Yes.
Okay. I move to approve the agreement between Sumner One Equipment and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Outlaw the 2017 personal property taxes per the revised Missouri Statute 140-730.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm requesting the outlaw of the 2017 personal property taxes per 140.730.3. After using due diligence, I was unable to collect the personal property for 2017, so after 3 years following the year the taxes are due, the collector may remove such personal property taxes from the delinquent tax books, and this is done the same way that the real estate is done through the abatement process. We have sent out delinquent mailings, postcard reminders, phone calls, filed bankruptcy claims. And just one note, out of the 570 delinquencies of $98,122.75, 77 of those are business for a total of over $58,000. And of those, about four or five of the businesses is the majority of the delinquencies. A lot of those businesses have closed or they're under new ownership to where the previous owner didn't pay taxes before selling.
And I think those businesses pretty much answer for the R4 school districts.
The brand, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And under the personal property, a lot of those are just $5 and $10 tax bills, people moving out of state.
Do you need a motion to accept it, or do you need a motion to actually outlaw it? I guess you need a motion to outlaw it, don't you?
I do.
Move to outlaw 2017 personal property taxes per RSMO 140.730 as presented by County Collector.
I'm sorry, but is it actually outlaw or is it not abating?
What the actual statute reads?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just says remove. If the collector, after using due diligence, is unable to collect, the collector may remove such personal property taxes from the delinquent books. Is the same manner of 137-260, which says shall immediately correct the tax book under order of the commission.
Yeah, we do that through the abatement process.
Through the abatement process.
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference between abate and outlaw?
Well.